AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. One of the children struck in Sunday night's Christmas parade crash in Wisconsin has died. The prosecutor made that grim announcement. As police say, it appears the suspect was deliberately striking people in his path. Daryl Brooks was presented in court today. Our Julie Walker reports on the charges against him.
Brooks faces five charges of first-degree intentional homicide. Earlier this month, he was accused of running over the mother of his child with what appears to be the same SUV. He was out on $1,000 bail. The 39-year-old has been charged with crimes 16 times since 1999.
Five people died Sunday, a sixth has died today, and some 50 people are injured. A medical examiner in Sarasota, Florida, has released the cause of death for Brian Laundrie, the boyfriend of travel vlogger Gabby Petito. Laundrie died of suicide, a gunshot to the head. His body was found in a Florida swamp a month ago. President Biden says he's doing what he can to help ease the crunch at the gas pump, especially for holiday travelers.
The largest ever release from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve to help provide the supply we need as we recover from this pandemic. In addition, I brought together other nations to contribute to the solution. India, Japan, Republic of Korea, and the United Kingdom have agreed to release additional oil from their reserves.
GasBuddy.com says the increased supply could reduce prices in the coming weeks by 5 to 15 cents a gallon. A Virginia jury's awarded millions of dollars in damages to nine people harmed by the white nationalist rally in Charlottesville in 2017. Among the defendants, Richard Spencer, who coined the term alt-right. The Maui Classic is decided. Texas A&M beat Butler. Stocks mixed today. The NASDAQ ended lower. This is AP News. Vaccines are making this year's Thanksgiving safer, but there are some hot spots throughout the country.
Some cold weather regions are reporting surges of COVID-19 cases that could get worse in the days ahead as families travel to be with loved ones. Nearly 200 million Americans are fully vaccinated, but that leaves tens of millions that have not gotten the shot. Hospitals in the upper Midwest, especially Michigan and Minnesota, are filled with COVID-19 patients who are mostly unvaccinated. New Mexico, Colorado, Utah, Montana, and Wyoming also ranked high in cases. I'm Shelley Adler.
A Kansas City man who had been jailed for more than 40 years for three murders has gone free today. A judge determined 62-year-old Kevin Strickland was wrongly convicted. Strickland says that he was home watching TV when three people were killed inside a home. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.